And there was one that I had. He's a little autistic boy. You've probably all seen him before. He's 15 years old now. And at this conference that this church had, this big church, they had different groups come in and sing, and it was quite amazing and all that. But they had one little boy. At the time he was 10 years old, and now I cannot find his name, which I know is here. And he is quite astounding. His name is Christopher Duffy. He's 15. He's still doing a lot of gospel singing and things of that nature. He goes to a lot of baseball and football games and sings for him. And it's quite amazing. He stands there and he's blind. And he has autism, severe autism. And he can't stop moving. And he bobs and he weaves and has all the mannerisms of someone who has these afflictions. And you go, oh, this poor individual. This is not unusual for us here. We understand these problems. This is our church. We're based on this theory. But for the most of the public, they see this old problem. And then he sings. And all that is washed away. He comes out on that stage and he's so weak and he's so mild, and God's voice just pours out through into that audience. I'm going to pay a little bit here for you. And if my response, this is him. And I do. If you say you're going to pray for somebody and you don't, you just sin. So like, try to avoid not praying for something you say you're going to pray for. But one of the things I neglect from time to time is to simply say, I love you. For all that you pour on us every day, I love you. Amen. No, we're not worthy. But he loves us anyway. Amen. So say thank you for that love. Revel in that love. Share it. There are 100 million, billion doors God uses to share his love into this world. Be one.
Amen.
Be one. Romans. We're going to do some scripture here. That Romans 8:37. I'll read it from here. I should have known you had that. This is written, I pasted this out from the Message Bible, which is a fairly new translation, but it's widely accepted, but it's not the one like you and I read on. This is more of a modern case word, so I'm going to read that anyway. Romans 8, 37 and 39. Of this basis us because Jesus loves us. I am absolutely convinced that nothing living or dead, angelic or demonic, today or tomorrow, high or low, unthinkable or unthinkable, absolutely nothing can be good between us and God's love because of the way Jesus, our Master, has embraced us. When he was in the upper room and Judas was saying, hey, I got to go take care of this, and Jesus tried to convince him otherwise, and he finally says, do what you must do. He was accepting his fate in our purchase. There's an example of his love. John 3:16. This is how much God loved the world, and he gave his only son. His son and his only son. And this is why that no one need be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and everlasting life. Not how you're used to hearing it, but that's what it is. Ephesians 2, 4 and 5. Instead, immense in mercy, within the incredible love, he embraces us. He took our sin, dead lives, and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Lest any man may boast about his deeds. We ain't making it on ours. We made it on his terms.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
John 4, 9 and 11. Two pages here. The Samaritan woman taking back asks, how come you know this God? God is indeed, and you can depend on us. Keep his covenant loyal. This is when the lady who is a Samaritan touched his garment. You may keep his covenant of loyal love with those who love and observe his commandments for thou thousand generations. He's talking about her faith. Now it's quite interesting. Proverbs 8:17. I love those who love me. There's a warm feeling of precious me when I read that. I love those who love me. Loving and accepting God into our life is that salvation. From that cold, dark place that we stand in, that we hide our fears from, that we disguise ourselves from the world, but we cannot disguise ourselves from God. How do we take and cleanse this? He's given us that. John 13:34 and 35. Let me give you a new commandment. Love one another in the same way I've loved you.
Amen.
All that we've given in the Bible about Jesus. He did nothing but love. When we were being, I'm talking about all the rest of us who aren't Jesus, were being crummy to him, he was still loving us. When the scribes and the Pharisees were giving him all kinds of stuff, he was loving them. When, no matter what you want to add to the sentence, he was loving us, giving us every opportunity to be what we should be and home again. Remember, we are spirits walking around this earth on a meat-covered robot.
Amen.
And when we're done with this robot, we go home. There's more he wants me to do here. I want to stay for that. But other than that, time to go home sometimes, I think. But I will be here till he wants otherwise. How we respond to God's love. Once we accept him into our life, how do we respond? How do we get back? How do we talk? Once we're over to it in Psalms 136, 26. Thank you, God, who did it all. His love never quit. This written by David long before the birth of Jesus. For all you've done. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Romans 5:25. And it's not all he threw open the doors to God and discovered at the same moment that he who already threw open the door to us. So when you open up that door to God, you surprise to find God there? No. He's there. We might not be there. We might be messing up. But he's there. Galatians 2:6-7. My counsel for you is simple and straightforward. Just go ahead. With all that you've been given, you receive Jesus Christ your Master. Now live with him. You're deeply rooted in him and you're well constructed. So he's telling us that once we have brought him into our life, we're ready to go. Start doing it. Start learning. Start increasing your knowledge. Start increasing your faith and pass it along. What good is the gift? The greatest gift ever, if it's not shared. Hebrews 12:28-29. This is the last one, because I've been kind of skipping around. Do you see what you've got? An unshakable kingdom. And do you see how thankful we must be? Not only thankful, but brimming with worship, deeply reverent. Reverence before God. For God is not an indifferent bystander. He's an activity cleanser. He's there for us every day. He's on the sideline waving a pom-pom saying, come on, let's do it!
Amen, yes.
Many of us don't listen. Purely if he is a force, who can be against us? And God himself is a fire. I prefer to be quenched by that fire, although I'm a poor example of that. This is the same page. Our church is the Bible Reading Baptist Church. How great is love! It's for the least. He takes all the ones who are least in life and makes the most out of them. Are we blessed then from that aspect? We're just blessed, period. I don't care what aspect you want to get from. Once you accept Jesus in your life, you're just blessed. Will it be hard sometimes? You betcha. Is it worth it? You betcha. We're gonna sing now. And if I could have my backup singers up here, I would appreciate that. That would be you and you. Minion one and minion two. Of course, thing one, thing two, they have the same. I only have one thing up here. Okay. Great word we have in the word hallelujah. It looks like it's starting to not. I heard there was a secret code. David played, it pleased the Lord. But you really don't care for music now, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing. Hallelujah. 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 Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Maybe I've been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone. It's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 There was a time you'd let me know what's real and going on below. But now you never show it to me. Now do you? You remember when I moved in with you? The holy dark was moving too. And every breath we drew was a hallelujah. 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 Maybe there's a God above. All I ever knew from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. It's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not someone who's seen the light. It's a cone. It's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, he's risen. I couldn't help but to do that. That was another, it was like watching these videos, and I was like, sing me! I'm like, no, this, you're gonna sing me! No, it wasn't, you're gonna sing me, okay. Okay. There are some things that, about God's love that the devil wouldn't really want you to know. So let's go over them. Number one, God says, I will always answer you. Who believes that? Now let us see some hands go up here. It may not be the answer you want to hear. It might come under the time you want it to come, but he'll always answer you.
Amen.
I am always for you. God is with you all the time. He's always for what you want. He's always for what you need that he knows you need. Not that new 10-speed bicycle you wanted. Not that box of chocolates. But what he knows he needs for you. He's with you, and he's for you for that. And he's got a better judge of what we need than we do.
Amen.
He will not fail you. It's inconceivable that God could fail us. It's not in his nature. He will provide for you. It might not be that Mercedes-Benz. Well, if that's in his will, you're getting a Mercedes-Benz. But it might not be. But he'll always find a way for you to take care of yourself. You just got to do the labor. He will give you rest. I mentioned this earlier. As you feel the pains of life and they tear you apart, with God in your life, you can let them go. And I say, oh, that certainly does let it go like this. It's the way it works. If you believe in him and trust in him, there will come trials. There will come tribulation. But it's like, not at all. Ruth said it today earlier in the other hall over there. They tell me, why do I want to live in a house all by myself? She made a very point, very good point. She's not alone. There might not be somebody sitting in a chair across from her, but she's not alone. That house is full. I've been in that house. That's a packed up house right there. There ain't no extra room for any other God in that house.
Amen.
It's her room. It's in the room. He will strengthen you as your body crumbles and fails. And here, wait, I'm going to give you some pretty good tips of arthritis. I'm like making me look like something from the movie. And it's okay. Because it's this old meat robot that's kind of falling apart. But he will still strengthen what is more important, your soul.
Amen.
As you become more strong in your soul, in the love of God, it's easier to handle the stuff that comes bumping in your head all the time from the world.
Amen.
He will be with you through it all. He won't give you more than you can bear. Because remember, you ain't the one bearing it all. He's standing there with you, bearing it with you. So I guess you can't pretty well handle whatever comes at you because he's going to be there. Don, you give us a perfect example of that. A couple, 3 weeks ago, you looked like the yellow background on my computer here. Nice pink glow to you today, I noticed. Because God is with you, Don. We all pray. Love you, God. And he will always love you. How big is that love? We've been talking about that. How big is that love? From the east to the west to the now scarred hands, that's how big.
Amen. Thank God.
Beat that one, devil. Go right ahead. Beat that one. It ain't happening. He is our Savior. Love him. Because he loves you first. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm fairly for something else to happen. We'll talk to Bibi when I have that question right now. Well, you sit there and think about it while I talk about these other ones. As he was speaking, people, even many of the other languages, we're like kind of stuck for the word love. We get war. I love sheriff. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love these microphones. I love this box of chocolates. I love my carol. I love my God. Does it mean the same thing? Obviously not. Do I love my God? I hope it means more than I love this electrophone, that's for sure. But we're only given the one here. So it's the inflections that we use in our speech to tell us what it means. I love my God, he's my Savior. The Latin that all of the original books were written in Latin and Greek had better explanations of words. Although we don't speak Latin anymore, it's one of those dead languages. I had the Latin translated on my phone. I have kind of a friend of mine who's still in Las Vegas, him and I commute back and forth in Latin, and I have to look at the translator on my phone all the time because I don't speak Latin. And I like translating it back and forth, and I'm like, yeah, right. But so there are four the main words in Latin at that site was like six. It's been a long time since they've been in Ekros. And there are the four main uses of love. And the first one is agape. Agape. This is the love of God for man, that unconditional loves us. From the moment he blew life into Adam, to this day, he just loves us. Disappointed in some of the things we do? More than life. But then he made Jesus to overcome that gap. Second word, eros. This is the word, the Latin word for sexual passion. The word erogenous comes from this derivative network. Devil used that one, but. Philia, the love of family and friends. I know I'm butchering that, Larry. How I pronounce that, I'm sure I am. This is the love of parents and friends and family. I love my extended church family, I love my family, what's left of us, and, you know, that kind of love. The last one, storge. The love of parents and children. We have that kind of relationship with God, too, since he's dad. He's our creator. He's our father. He's our love. Us always kind of guy. Although I'm not so sure he's a guy. Sometimes I wonder how a man could love anybody this much. That'd be a woman. But that's neither here nor there. He's our heavenly father. That's what the book says. Let's go with that. And here we are. Standing here. Being loved. Recently, I started a new thing. I've always started a new thing. It was, before it was like I was saying, God bless you, instead of have a good day. Have a blessed day. And this is nothing I figured out. I just thought someplace else, I just decided to do it too. The new one is, I'm saying, is God bless you and love you for the things you do. Now, when I used to say, God bless you, have a good day, have a blessed day, I would get reactions. But not like I get with this. I was at the job site putting the tarp on my big fat truck. There was a lady crossing guard. This look on her face. She was all upset with life. And I thought, let's do it here, see what happens. Said, God bless you in all you do, thank you. Just what? Say, God bless you and all you do. Thank you. And it was like opening a door. This love poured out for me, so thank you. Use that love. Mary has said that she would do something today.
Hi.
Hi. And now it's time.
Now it's time?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
My daughter, yes?
Are you over there with you?
Yeah, you stand right here, and you clip this on your little head, and I sit over there, and I don't make noise. This will be one of those times you can talk, and I won't talk back.
No, you can talk, that's fine.
No.
What is that?
Mary, this is an alligator. I'm going to put it under your clothes and he's going to bite you.
Yeah, I see that.
On the other side. I will hold Travis because he's going to be
happy. I don't want that.
I don't care about it. That's not my problem. Mary's going to share her testimony with us today.
I don't want this.
But then stay up there on the counter.
I'm about 30 years old now, had a tough time, as you all know. We moved out here about 2 years ago, and every time either David or Larry would speak, I would think that they were directly speaking at me. So one day I came up here and I told David that I wanted to let Jesus into my heart. And we went through the whole thing, and I was baptized at that other church, which my dad dropped me. No one will really know that because I actually slipped. Yeah, he tried to hold me down. I realized that I do have Jesus in my life, and I love Jesus, and I love God.
Amen.
I do need to pray more, read my Bible more.
We all do.
So, mm-hmm. I'm working on it. I'm going to school, getting everything done.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Amen.
Is that what you thought wanted to say?
Yes.
And you got.
Okay. Told you I wasn't ready.
Ooh, she made a mistake. I caught it.
Amen.
No, you don't get to speak.
He will too. I didn't give him a chance. He'll react up his arm. He's like grandpa. Aren't you?
Come on, let's go.
Thank
let's
you, Mary.
Come on.
I can let her. Let's give his testimony.
No, I'm not coming. I'm ready to stay up here and grab grandpa nuts.
Thank you, Mary. The only thing I would say is never apologize for speaking for God.
Amen.
What you did was beautiful. Thank you. If I wanted 20 minutes, I would have voted for you. So how big is God's love? Can anybody tell me? Or have I stumped you? Okay, go ahead, Kelly. There is no limit. See, I knew there was an answer. Thank you. He is a handful.
Oh, I think we unplugged the screen.
Oh, it just turns itself off.
You can always stay
high. No, I think we did unplug it, but it's right. I didn't want to plug it back in because. Although I guess actually you do have more stuff, don't you?
No, we're pretty much through.
You never made the picture.
Because I don't have the slides that you've been.
You didn't get done?
Well, we did everything that you gave us already. That other stuff, we didn't have that.
It's okay. It was wonderful, as usual. As usual, you ask me for stuff, I stumble over my own big fat feet, and you do a great job. So, once again, you did what you were supposed to, and I'm like up here fumbling. So, as you go out this week, do something for somebody. You don't have to build them a wall. I guess Trump's going to do that, huh? You don't have to pay for their groceries. Although, if it comes up. But show them that love. Show them you care. Show them that they matter. Because that's what God wants you to do. Anybody feel like coming up and professing that faith? Hey. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless this small church and love us all as you do. Help us to understand your love and share that love with others. Whether it be day of night or dark of day, or pluck them chicken or milk them cows. However it is that you need us to do it, have us do it, have us give that love to God. Hallelujah! Thank you. Huh?